At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Former Irish striker Tony Cascarino is with us, but I need to start with Gavin Cooney of the 42.ie. Because Gavin, you and I might have created the impression last night in our preview of the game with Portugal in the Aviva that it was a hopeless cause, that we had no chance whatsoever, that we would be doing well to keep the score down to get a goal ourselves. Thankfully, we were entirely wrong. But where did that performance come from?
Portugal walked right into our trap, Matt, didn't they? It's extraordinary. I mean, it was a bolt from the blue. In fairness, if you submitted the preview of that game to any kind of logic or rational analysis, you wouldn't have seen that performance and result coming from a million miles away. But it did arrive, and I have to say, I mean, there's so many things you can point to that last night to kind of sum up how mad and amazing it was. But Ireland were 2-0 up, and in the last few minutes, I saw a few people leaving early to beat the traffic, which just goes to show.
And they weren't Portuguese either.
No, it wasn't even that tense. It was an astonishing Irish performance. It had the good defensive aspects that Ireland had in Lisbon last month, but this time their counterattacking was brilliant. I know they only had less than 30% of the ball, but they may not have controlled the ball, but I felt they controlled the game. They had the better chances, and Halgrimsson was not lying when he said that he thought that Ireland could have scored more than just two goals.
Tony Cascarino, there were also elements of throwback in it, weren't there? That a lot of people are saying this was like watching your team from the 80s under Jack Charlton.
Yeah, it was fabulous, Matt. And my phone was pinging as I'm watching it, all from friends and ex-players of, you know, incredible night. And I'm delighted for everybody involved because Halgrimsson has taken a bit of stick. I thought the five at the back, whether you want to say three centre-halves or five defenders, because Coleman, obviously, and Scales played as full-backs, but they did it brilliantly. They just couldn't handle it, Matt. They couldn't handle the set pieces, and we are very effective. If you look at Collins, O'Shea, O'Brien, all handfuls from set pieces.
And John Scales, given it. He was the guy who headed the ball back over for Paris' first goal.
Yeah, Matt, they couldn't handle it at all.
Sorry, Dave Scales.
Look, it was a fabulous night of, you know, determination, a game plan. You know, a game plan that worked brilliantly. It reminded me, although we didn't quite do that, Matt, you said a throwback. It reminded me of when we played Spain at home and we beat them 1-0 and it was a scrappy game and they had a hell of a side. And they ended up getting really, they had Michel in midfield, a great player, really got frustrated in the game. And they couldn't make an inroads into us. That was Portugal last night. I mean, Matt, Bernardo Silva, Ronaldo and Yao Felix are top players, have been bought for a lot of money. They, for me, were so disappointing because we had a game plan, we stuck to it, and they just couldn't make, like I said, any inroads to us in any shape or form.
Yeah, but were they also guilty, Portugal, of not adapting their game when we were playing the long ball? Now, you can actually say it wasn't always just hoofed up the pitch. There were occasions when it were, and indeed, even on Troy Parrott's second goal, it was a bit of hoof from Dara O'Shea. But there was lots of other times when we were playing long passes, be it from Quirín Kelleher or Seamus Coleman. And they could have probably negated that by having even one player or a couple of players drop back a bit.
Exactly, Matt. It was so obvious. And yet, I tell you who's going to come under really severe pressure on this is Roberto Martinez. Because he looked devoid of everything last night. Couldn't find a solution for his team to be able to, like you said, stop what we were doing or try to make it a little bit easier on the team. Because from start to finish, this Portuguese team, Matt, are full of stars. Great footballers around the world. And yet, they really couldn't handle us at all. And look, the bigger picture, Matt, is just going to that last game, and I know we're going to talk about that, but getting there to have a chance, because strange things happen when there's so much at stake, when people, who melts in on the moment. What I saw last night really encouraged me, and I said to you before we started this season, Matt, I felt there was some really good signs about how we were playing, and that was totally derailed by Armenia away, that we all got... Where did that come from? Well, last night, and Troy Parrott, his brace of goals, and fair play to him, kudos to him, and all the others. It was a real team effort last night.
Indeed. Gavin, I suppose that's what makes the table look so frustrating at the moment. Now, maybe we needed a dire situation, a backs-of-the-wall situation to get that performance and result last night. But, you know, if we hadn't lost in Armenia, even if we'd had gotten a point from it, we'd be level now with Hungary. If we'd won in Armenia, as we should have, as we were expected to do, we'd be level on points with Portugal at the top, looking for automatic qualification. And as I said, maybe we needed to be in the desperate situation last night. But how frustrating is that?
It is very frustrating, and I don't think I'm alone among Irish fans today to be looking at the table and lamentingly adding the 3 points that we might have got against Armenia and thinking, God, we'd be on the cusp of the World Cup already. So it is... It is very, very frustrating. I mean, the fact of this campaign is a 6-match campaign. It's not over yet. Ireland have beaten the side ranked 5th in the world and lost to a side ranked 105th in the world, which goes to sum up just how berserk it has all been. But I suppose while it's so frustrating to lose that game in Armenia, it was of a piece with what Ireland have been doing for years now under multiple different managers. You know, they've now lost consecutive games away to Armenia. They continually get humbled by these nations who we would kind of assume were superior to. But we haven't had a night like we had against Portugal last night in the guts of a decade. You know, we're going back to the win against Germany 10 years ago. So I think Hal Grimson, the players, and everyone who wishes the best for that team has to hope that a corner has now been turned. But it seems like a fairly harsh prize. You beat Portugal by 2 goals at home. You still have to beat Hungary in Budapest. Ireland will have to win on Sunday to get into a World Cup playoff. Last night was only the 13th time, I believe, in our history that we won a competitive game against a side ranked above us. We'll have to do it for a 14th time on Sunday, and we've never, ever been able to put it back-to-back. We've never won back-to-back competitive games against sides ranked above us. So, unfortunately, the result in Armenia means that we've achieved this great thing in beating Portugal, but now Ireland have to continue on and do something truly historic.
OK, but maybe it's clutching at straws a bit, but could it be, Gavin, that Hungary aren't great? They've won 2, they've drawn 2 and lost 1 of their 5 games. They're only a point ahead of us, despite our disaster in Armenia. That, you know, they could end up maybe, and maybe I'm clutching at straws here, but maybe they could end up feeling the pressure on Sunday, start playing for a draw and be vulnerable to just something going wrong for them.
The Ireland result in Portugal definitely will change how Hungary will approach that game. Hal Grimson said it last night, that he agreed with the questioner who said the pressure is all on Hungary. And in many ways it is. Obviously they're in the advantageous position of needing only a draw. But needing only a draw or needing to get a certain result can mess with your mindset a little bit. The obvious example being it's going back, but Liverpool needing only to lose 1-0 to Arsenal to win the league in 1989, and they managed to contrive to lose 2-0, and they attributed to the very weird kind of situation where, you know, it's okay to draw or lose by a certain score. It can mess with your mindset. Ireland's mindset is very clear. We just have to go and win, and they've shown, as they did against Portugal, a capacity to do that. They can draw in their second half against Hungary in Dublin. The majority of it was against 10 men, but they did score a goal through Evan Ferguson when it was 11 men and were well on top. And Hungary did win in Armenia yesterday, but it was only by 1-0. And while they were impressive in the first half, they were lucky to get out of there with a win. The Armenia had 2 glorious chances in the final few minutes, missed an effective open goal with the last kick of the game. So, you know, you can call it clutching at straws, but I think there's enough there, plus obviously Ireland's performance against Portugal, to suggest that Irish fans coming to Budapest this weekend are doing so with a fairly healthy dollop of hope.
Okay, so listeners saying the rankings only came in the 1990s, so the stats are a bit of nonsense. There's another listener who has sent in a video of Tony, you equalising against England 35 years ago to the day yesterday at Lansdowne Road. Yeah. I remember the header well. But could it be, Tony, that What I would worry about, and as a former pro of many years' experience, you're in a great position to answer this. How difficult is it after you've had an incredible performance where the adrenaline is coursing, but also where you have gone to your limits physically? And we saw that last night with players like Finn Azaz and Shadozi Ogbeni. When they were leaving the pitch, they were spent. How difficult is it when you've done that on Thursday evening to turn round and do it again on the Sunday?
Adrenaline, Matt. The situation, the game. It's hungry away. You've got a chance of getting into a playoff. The adrenaline will take you even further. So you don't have to. It's more of a mental thing, Matt, going into a game of just having a clear mind, knowing what you've got to do, being ready. Because I'll tell you what, Matt, yes, they would have literally given covered every blade of grass last night, but they'll do it again because they have to. And they'll know what's at stake, Matt, like we all do. But it will take you. Adrenaline is a massive thing in sport. And I think if we can keep into this game where we certainly are, even if it's to an hour and it's still level pegging, I guarantee you, Gavin just talked about the Liverpool game in 1989 with Arsenal. That's a prime example of what the home team does because they try and protect what they've got. That's when we can pounce. The set piece is going to be massive for us, Matt. We saw last night that, you know, the Portuguese, who are the best team in the group, certainly on players in every position, but they were vulnerable to every set piece that we nearly had. Or say, everyone that we had. They looked like they couldn't handle it. And Hungary will be no different. We've got to make sure we get in situations where we can get the ball in to danger areas and get one of the lads on the end of something. You know, many moons ago, Matt, we got a great result in Bulgaria, didn't we? Do you remember that?
Well, that was Scotland got the result, wasn't it?
Scotland. But, no, yeah, sorry.
Scotland won in Sofia. Yeah, Gary Mackay got the goal at the end.
Yeah, sorry. Even I'm getting a bit old now, Matt, on this. But I remember the result. I meant to talk about the result. But as for us, Matt, I just feel it's something we don't have to be concerned about, the energy levels, because I really believe you go really, really deep because you just know what's at stake.
Well, just to say with you, Tony, when you're talking about attitude and keeping the adrenaline pumping, just how important is Seamus Coleman in that? 37 years of age, but went for the full duration of the game last night. Attitude and cleverness.
Yeah, I don't know Seamus personally, Matt, but he's an incredible character and I don't know him, but I hear lots of good things from people I know at Everton. Kevin Sheedy will tell you that, you know, just a real leader, captain. He's captain Everton and he's been a leader for Ireland. And Seamus doesn't back down from anything. If he's called upon, even if he's going to be sub, he's going to turn up if needed. And that's something that you always have to admire in a player. I'm not so sure Ronaldo, if he was sub, would turn up for Portugal so easily. And that's what the contrast is, Matt. Players like him are absolutely vital to Ireland. And I think he's got huge respect. I know he's got huge respect within the dressing room. And also, he's not like a man that makes outbursts, or he just leads by the way he performs. You know, Keane was like that. Keane was not, you know, outbursts happened with Roy, but that would be the private things that happen sometimes. But on the pitch, he drove and inspired people by his performance. Seamus does that. He does that all the time. You never, ever get a 5 out of 10 with Seamus, as far as I can remember. I always feel, you know, trust in the way he plays and the way he goes about his business. And there's a lot of good, a lot of good pros in that dressing room, Matt, in the Republic of Ireland dressing room. And a lot of them, I feel, are real stand-up guys. You know what you're going to get from them. And I expect a really, really, whether they get through or not to get the result, I expect them to deliver in everything that's needed, desire, you know, to get the right result and everything else. They will be absolutely on top of it all.
Doesn't it also, though, Gavin, suggest Hal Grimson made an awful error not bringing Seamus Coleman to the games in September?
Yeah, he was fit and he was available. He hadn't played a huge amount of minutes for Everton, but he played 0 minutes for Everton between the October and November windows. And exactly, Tony has hit on exactly his qualities there, and Hal Grimson echoed them yesterday. He's saying Coleman is always talking, always instructing. He never allows people around him to lose or drop their concentration. That was the key to Ireland's defensive performance last night. Everyone was tuned in at every minute across the whole night, and that was what was wrong in Armenia. Ireland's concentration slackened. So, when we pick the bones out of the qualifying campaign, and if Ireland don't get the result they need in Budapest on Sunday, all of the regrets will be around that game in Armenia.
Okay.
And the chief one will be that Coleman was omitted from it.
Okay, listen, we probably shouldn't be doing this, but Gavin, just how much fun was it in the stadium last night to see Cristiano Ronaldo get sent off?
I mean, it was hilarious. I thought about what I'd say about that, and I reached around for some journalistic words, and the best one I could come up with was just absolutely hilarious. I've never seen a better theatre of just comeuppance, and it went on for a good about 3 minutes. And I know people hate VAR, and I'm sure I've been complaining about VAR on this programme, but it added so much to it, you know, because you were aware that something had happened when we saw O'Shea on the ground, and then Ronaldo was like, you know, Ronaldo was sure that he wouldn't be punished for it because Ronaldo's never punished for anything because he's so famous. And then he was given the crying eyes gesture to the crowd.
Okay. Tony, I suppose one of the greatest players ever, but as Eamon Dunphy once said, he's a cod.
Look, we have huge respect for him, what he's achieved in his career, Matt, and he's always chased accolades more often than not for himself, it sometimes feels, you know, his goal records, his cap records, 1,000 goals, trying to reach that. I understand all of that, but there's some parts that are unlikable about Ronaldo, and that sometimes he's not very humble in certain scenarios, but last night was hilarious, Matt.
That it was. Listen, hopefully on Monday we will be back celebrating a great Irish victory. Thank you, Tony Cascarino, Gavin Cooney from the 42.ie.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at lowes.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.